mindset. This path to personal improvement requires that you keep an open mind to new ideas and perspectives, and that you never sell yourself short. No one is perfect, and all of us have our own demons to battle in life. But each and every one of us has the right to make the best of what we have. This book contains insight and strategies that will allow you to reshape your sense of self-worth, see yourself in a new, positive light, and build up the confidence you need to tackle any hurdle life may throw your way. What this book does not contain is a list of miraculous, life-changing tricks. The Spartan success on the battlefield was not achieved through some divine intervention or magical devices. The sweat, blood, and effort of warriors bought their victories. In the same way, your daily perseverance will be what ultimately leads to your success. Most of the things you will read here will seem like common sense once you think about it, but that's often the case when our self-esteem is down. Things that may seem so natural to others somehow manage to completely elude our judgment. Once you've shifted into the success mindset, these concepts will become second nature. The first step to building confidence requires that you do something that sounds easy. But that's actually rather hard to do for most of us. And that is to consider and understand your real flaws and weaknesses. Mastery of their terrain led to many victories for the Spartans. Mastery comes from understanding. And while you may not need to find the best mountain pass to establish a foothold in, you will need to firmly establish yourself by acknowledging and accounting for your flaws. Fortunately, there's a silver lining here. Your flaws are very likely not as bad as you think they are. When our confidence is down, we tend to be way too harsh on ourselves and judge ourselves unrealistically. A pessimistic attitude colors your perception of everything, including yourself. A success mindset does not come from a lack of flaws, but from a realistic assessment of our challenges and the perseverance to overcome them. The second stop on our way to success is the most exciting because it involves taking action. That means switching from a passive role in your own life to taking on a more active role. Spartan youth entered to the Agoge system at age 7, training daily until the age of 20, at which point they moved into the adult Spartan life, a life of continued systems and rules. Interestingly, our actions serve to reinforce our mindset, so projecting more confidence can strengthen our faith in our own abilities over time. In other words, small actions undertaken each day will help to gradually build up your sense of self-worth. As your sense of self-worth continues to improve, the daily chores you suffer will become daily tasks you undertake to perpetuate your success mindset. Spartan self-discipline kept its men ready for battle in an ever-tumultuous time. It will take you diligently sticking to your daily goals if you are to be ready for everything life throws at you. Being the best you that you can be every day will ensure that the best you is fighting your daily battles. The third chapter is similar to the first one, but instead of realizing your faults, it asks you to realistically evaluate your strengths. Once you've learned your terrain, it's time to learn your weapons. The Spartans' famed military strength was upheld by men wielding the best instruments they could fashion to the best of their abilities. Battle formations and tactics were developed and implemented by leaders. But when it came to winning battles, the Spartan soldier's self-discipline in training with his spear and his shield decided who lived and who died that day. By now, you've probably noticed a pattern. Building confidence demands a lot of introspection and sometimes difficult soul-searching. The well of power that you will have to drink from